It's time to go down the road to the Breeders' Cup.
Well, Neil, I'll tell you what. When you think back on that effort last weekend, you just have to be over the moon. This is such a classy mare, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah,
she's done everything we could possibly ask her to do.
Yeah, she has throughout her entire career. As you're put me there with you as you're watching her come through the stretch last weekend.
Well, she was laying in a good position. I thought Corey had her just right. She likes to be on the outside, so we went wide around the turn. There was really no place to tuck in. But when she started making her move around the 5/16th pole and started moving up, and when she turned for home, I really didn't think she'd be beat. I was riding a little bit. I put my binoculars down and went to riding a little bit. So she overcame that weight. And and when Club Car was coming to her, I really wasn't worried too much because she's a very hard horse to get by. She kind of is one that usually just does what she wants to do. She doesn't win by daylight a lot. So a couple times she has, but most of the time she's likes it a little close, and she's very, very competitive. So I thought if Club Car got to her, she couldn't get by her because she was right beside her. So I was pretty confident the whole way down the stretch.
You know, the cameras caught you on TV. You're right. You did go to riding a little bit. Had great form, by the way.
Well, thank you. Practice, lots of practice over, you know, a few years of practice.
Yeah, you've been doing this a long
time. Not just ones I want run, but the ones I bet on, too.
Yeah, you've been doing this a long time. Did you bet on Bell's the One?
I made a straight exacto with me over Club Car and Estelio Talentoso.
All right.
So, and that was it because she was even money. And I'll be honest, when I run horses, I love to bet, but I don't think about betting. If I don't do it early, I don't do it.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I'm more concentrating on the horse than on anything else. So betting kind of takes a back seat when I have one in.
Do you take the show on the road to Del Mar next?
That's a good question. I don't know yet. And it's not because of her. It's just because of the shipping. I'm not real enamored with the way we have to go out there. I think you can take a lot out of the horse the way they've got it set up. And I know it's the best they could do. They didn't have a lot of time to get it done. But you'd have to go FedEx. We'd have to leave Louisville 5 hours before the plane was going to leave to go to Indianapolis. They put him in a crate with two other horses. They're going to have 11 crates on the plane. Takes about two and a half hours to load the crates and get them on the plane. And you can't send any help with them. And then they uncrate them at Del Mar or at San Diego and then van them over to Del Mar. And then as of right now, there's no ride back, and it's not going to be a dedicated plane coming back. So we could be out there a week before we get back. So I'm not real sure what we're doing yet. There's a $300,000 race the week after at Churchill that we can walk out of our own stall and go to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but we'll see. She seems to be doing really well out of the race. We haven't worked her back yet. We'll work her next Friday or Saturday, and we'll see how she does. And then I'll talk to Mr. Lothenbach, and he'll be the final say on whether we go or not.
Why is the shipping process so much different this year than it's been in the past?
Tech Sutton is out of business right now. They don't have a plane, and they used to leave right from Louisville. You go straight from the van to the plane, and they box you up after you get in the plane. It takes about 2 minutes a horse to do that, and you can send your help. With FedEx, they got to go from Indianapolis because that's where their one of their hubs is, and they don't allow other people on there. They've got three Tech Sutton grooms that are allowed to go on that have to load and unload all the horses and unload and unload all the tack that we send also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, not ideal. Not ideal this year in terms of the process and getting out there, so I can see where this would be a somewhat difficult decision. Talking with Neil Pessin here on the Horse Racing Radio Network, the trainer of Bell's the One, who was so impressive at Keeneland last weekend. Neil, as you said, if you don't go to the Breeders' Cup, you've got the race right in your backyard that you can run in. You said she's tough to get by, and she certainly is. When she gets the lead in deep stretch, she's going to be a tough out. Has she always been like that? Have you always seen that quality in her?
Oh, yeah. She's always been a little quirky. She's not the easiest mare to train in the world. That's one reason we're not going early out to Breeders' Cup is We have to have company to get her started training. And when we work her, she likes to have a horse in front of her. Otherwise, she doesn't work real well because she likes a target.
Yeah.
But she's always shown ability from day one. From the like her first or second breeds, I knew she could run. You just don't know how good they are. You know, you can tell if, well, I knew she was going to be a stakes horse. I just know if it's going to be grade one, two, or three. So, and she's gotten better as she gets older, I think.
So let's just take the scenario of, okay, Mr. Lothenbach decides we're going to go to the Breeders' Cup after she has her next workout. As the trainer, what are you trying to do with her in particular to make sure that she's ready to fire her best shot when she gets to Del Mar?
Well, she's got two breezes before that, one this Friday or Saturday and one probably the Friday or Saturday before we would leave on Monday on the plane. And we just try and have her fresh. I may lighten up on her training a little bit before we get on the plane, just so she's a little fresher and doesn't get as knocked out on the flight. Because if everything goes perfect, it's going to be about a 12-hour ordeal total from stall to stall.
Man.
And most of that in a single stall in a crate. So, and they don't get to Del Mar probably, you know, till nighttime, which throws their whole system off as far as eating and that stuff. So hopefully she can overcome all that, and we'd give her Tuesday off, just walk her, then gallop her light Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and hope she's sharp and ready to go on Saturday.
It sounds like you and I should start a horse transportation company, Neil.
I think it'd be great. You know, the problem is getting the plane and the insurance. That's the main thing. So, but there's plenty out there to do, especially going west to east or east to west right now, because there's really nobody doing it except FedEx, and it's a pain in the butt to do.
Yeah, yeah. Is she normally a good shipper when you've flown her in the past?
Well, we've only flown her once, and that was up to Belmont, and she didn't run any good in the Acorn. Mm-hmm. But I think that was more track than her. I don't think it really favored her that day. Plus, we hooked a really nice filly of Chad Brown's.
Yep.
So that nobody was going to beat that day. But I thought she could have been second. I think she wound up fifth, didn't get beat that far for second.
You know, you've given a leg up to jockey Corey Lannery for the majority of Bell's the One's career, and they know each other really, really well. Talk about Corey and why he's such a good fit for Bell's the One.
Well, I think Corey fits a lot of horses. You know, he's been leading trainer at Churchill, I don't know how many, or leading jockey at Churchill, I don't know how many times. And this is usually a pretty deep riding colony. So Corey's a very talented rider, but he's also a very patient rider. And honestly, he likes to come up the fence a lot, and this mare doesn't. So it's really not a perfect fit as far as his riding style, but he fits her because he'll sit, get her to relax, and when she's ready to go, she'll tell him, and he lets her, then he angles her out, she comes running.
Yeah.
So, but I think Corey fits a lot of horses, just not her, because I ride him on quite a few in the stable.
Yeah, I know how big of a win that was last weekend, being at Keeneland, being in the grade two. She is, of course, a grade one winner, too. Do you have a favorite Bell's the One moment, Neil?
Well, I don't know if it's a favorite, but my one I like to tell the most is before she ever ran, I was putting money aside to bet on her because I was going to make a sizable wager on her. And 2 weeks before, she'd be galloping along. This is before she got needed company and stuff. She'd be galloping along and just stop. And she did that four different times 2 weeks before the race. And we'd have to go get her and walk her off the racetrack.
Wow.
So my big wager went down to $50 to win and show because I didn't know what she was going to do, and I couldn't afford to lose the money at the time. So I backed my wager up considerably. And, of course, she just wins easy and pays $67.
Yeah, of course. Isn't that the way it always works?
So that's why I was happy. And I wasn't even going to bet the 50 to win and show. The only reason I did is when I walked out of the paddock, she was 20-1, and I couldn't believe it. So that's why I went and bet.
Wow. What a great story. And the rest is history with Bell's the One. Again, now I believe a five-time, am I right, five-time graded stakes winner?
I think 5 or 6, something like that, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know she's won 10 races out of 21 starts.
Yep. Yeah, 5-time Greatest Stakes winner, according to Equibase. That's fantastic. What a run. And what a run for her trainer, Neil Pessin. Neil, I've always said you're one of the true good guys in the sport of thoroughbred racing, and wish you all the success, whether it's her next start at Churchill or if she goes out west to Del Mar. We'll be cheering for you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. And I know she's going to show up no matter where we go. So I know she's got a heart of gold, and she just gives you her all every time she runs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, great stuff. Neil, appreciate it. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Mike.